Well, hello and good morning. Happy Saturday to everyone. I am your hostess for today. My name is Renee, and welcome to Declare Victory. It is no coincidence that you're here with us today. We know you're going to be blessed, and we thank you for joining us. There are no events to announce for today, and there are no online prayer requests. We ask that you continue to lift Diane and her family up as they grieve the loss of their mother and grandmother. Also continue to lift up Josiah and all those who are suffering with health issues and loss of life, the Prothro family, I believe, and the other family who had to bury a loved one on yesterday. The order of today's call is as follows. Scripture will be read by Tracy. Declaration today by Pastor Lavelle. I'm not sure if Diane is able to pray. I don't think so. Can someone step in for her? Second prayer warrior is Lisa, followed by Eric, and Carol will close us out. I'll repeat that. Scripture read by Tracy Lawrence. Declaration by Pastor Lavelle. First prayer warrior, if we can have a substitute. Second prayer warrior is Lisa, followed by Eric, and Carol will close us out. Again, please don't forget to mute your line just to maintain the integrity of the call. I suggest that you use hard mute your line, star 6, and your standard mute feature on your phone. I now pass the call to Tracy. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading from Psalms 100. Verse 1 and 2, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. May the Lord add his blessings upon the reading, and may we be hearers and doers of his word, as I now pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. God has again shown us another expression of his love, another opportunity to be alive. We are in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. And I hope and pray that you stop this morning just to tell the Lord thank you, because he is good. Thank you, Sister Renee, for greeting and hosting, and Sister Tracy for the scripture. Dee Dee's going to come after me in prayer before Lisa. So Dee Dee will fill in for Diane. And if she doesn't, if she's not on the line, then I'll do it, all right? So I want to continue in prayer this week and next week. And I want to use the same scripture the next 2 weeks. So let's jump in. Real quick, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. Today I want to use for scripture John 14, 13, and 14, this week and next week. It says in verse 13, St. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14 says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wow. I have another class to teach as soon as I get off the line, and it's from Hebrews. And as I'm reading Hebrews, it was joyfully obvious how pleased God is with Jesus. My God, I'll say that again. It is joyfully obvious how pleased that our God is with his Son, Jesus Christ. But it is somewhat disheartened that many of us as believers in Christ to see how some people attempt to approach God. Because one of the greatest weapons that you and I have as believers is prayer. Nothing is more important in the church of God and in the body of believers as prayer. Um, not long ago, I had a business meeting at church, and I had shut Bible study down, and all we were doing was praying. The Lord had led me in a season of just prayer, and people didn't want to come because we weren't having Bible study, we were just having prayer. And somebody asked me, "Pastor, is that all we doing is praying?" "What you mean, is that all we doing is praying?" Ain't nothing else right if we don't pray, because nothing is more important than prayer. And since it's so important and serious, then all of us should at least know how to pray, because we get caught up in so many little statements that people make, and we grab them, and we think that's the solution. You hear people making statements like this: "The Lord will give you the desires of your heart." Well, that's true. That's the promise. But there's also the principle there, and the principle says that if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. We must make sure that we approach God the right way. Jesus says in Matthew 6:6 that when you pray, enter into the closet. And there are some people who actually go in their closets. But many of our closets are too small to get into. But in the Greek text, the word closet is a progressing word. And when it was first brought into focus, it meant a secret place that you could hide stuff from others. And as it progressed, it became not only a secret place, but a secure place that not only could you hide it, but you could put it away where others couldn't get to it. But in the New Testament Greek word for the word closet, it means a bedroom. It came from the word meaning bedchamber. Now, if you notice that most places in your house is open to everybody else, I mean, you make them welcome to your kitchen. You make them welcome to your living room. You make them welcome to your dining room and your family room. But the bedroom is usually off limits to the public, because the bedroom is the place where there is intimacy that is going on between husband and wife. And what Jesus was saying, that there must be some intimacy between you and the Father. You must shut out everything else until you get to God, and your conversation is between you and God alone. Somebody needs to mute their line, please. And then Romans 8:26 says, "And we know that all things work together for good." And Romans 8:26 says, "And we know not what we should ask." And Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things." So I said, make up your mind, Paul. Do we know or do we not know? He says in Romans 28:28, "And we know that all things work together, but we not what we pray as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth." And the word "helpeth" can be broken down to mean together or partnership or somebody that is helping you bear something. Well, not long ago I was at the gym, and I was working out, and I'm trying to bench press 225 pounds, but I can really only bench press 175 pounds. So a spotter shows up, and a spotter grabs the load, and he comes over against me, and he keeps whispering in my ear telling me I can do it. In other words, he helps me bear the load, and it also means to take. So in other words, once I can't handle it anymore, he grabs the load and takes it from me. Well, the Bible says that while you're praying, the Holy Spirit is spotting you. He's working together as a partner with you, and when you can't handle it anymore, what he does is grabs the load. And what the text is saying is that when I pray, sometimes what I say is not what God needs to hear. So between my lips and the ear of God, the Holy Spirit would grab my prayer and filter what I'm trying to say, and he makes it clear with the Father. kind of like when I was in school, I wasn't that great of a writer, and sometimes I would send my papers in, and the teacher would see it, and I left an L-Y off, or I failed to cross a T or dot an I. But when the teacher would get the paper, she would correct it and give me a passing grade, but she would put the corrections in red ink. And the Holy Spirit, while we are praying, he corrects what we're trying to say. So it's important, number one, to know how to pray. Now, whenever you pray, prayer puts you in a different spirit. When we look at the model prayer, for instance, when you say, Our Father, that's the family spirit. When you say, which art in heaven, that's the believing spirit. When you say, Hallowed be thy name, that's the reverent spirit. When you say, Thy kingdom come, that's the expecting spirit. When you say, Thy will be done, that's the submissive spirit. When you say, Give us, that's the depending spirit. When you say, Forgive us, that's the humble spirit. When you say, Lead us, that's the disciplined spirit. And when you say, Deliver us, that's the protecting spirit. When you say, For thine is the kingdom, that's the exalting spirit. When you say, The power, that's the triumphant spirit. And when you say forever, that's the eternal spirit. So prayer puts you in a different spirit. Now, the text can be taken different because there are those who have taken this particular text and used it out of context and have taken the name of Jesus and used his name like it's just a piece of cosmetic, if you will, and pray any kind of prayer. And then what they will do is just attach the name of Jesus to the end of their prayer. And we've always been taught that you ought to end your prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, he says, and whatsoever ye ask. And I'm not going to deal with them all this week because there are several Greek words for this word ask. And I don't have time to walk you through them because I'll drown myself. So next week I'll kind of deal with those words. But number one is the word lagia, L-A-G-A, and it means to break the silence. That many times when we pray without opening our mouth. And some prayers you can pray without doing that, but occasionally God wants you to break the silence. There are some things that God has put in your life, and it's too heavy for you to pray quiet prayers. You see, some situations get so heavy until you have to cry out, Help, Lord. Is there anybody on the line who has ever been in that situation? I mean, your prayer has been so heavy that you couldn't be cool, calm, and collective. You had to shout it from the rooftop. So it means to break the silence, but it also means to beg God. Now, I know that we live in a day where we have it all until we think it's embarrassing to beg, but every now and then you have to beg God. And there really ain't nothing wrong with begging God. So can I give you one instance? There was a man named Blind Bartimaeus who was sitting on the Jericho Road, and he heard a crowd, and somebody in the crowd informed him that it was Jesus. That it was a Jesus-following crowd. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, listen, sir, we're getting ready to have worship in here, and you have to be quiet. But he cried out louder, Jesus, have mercy on me. They said, listen, if you don't shut up, we're going to have to shut you up. But he cried the more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible says that his prayer stopped Jesus dead in his tracks. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but the saints of old said that was the prayer that they used to pray when they was on the mourner's bench. They used to tell them, we know you don't know how to pray, but just get on your knees and start saying, Lord, have mercy. I know it worked for me in my own personal testimony because I didn't want to come to church. Mama made me come to church. I mean, I didn't have no choice. It was non-negotiable. And I remember that Monday night in the First Universe Baptist Church, when I looked up, mercy got a hold of me, and I ended up giving the preacher my hand, but I gave God my heart. So the word ask also means to question God. And some people have the audacity to question God. But here's the question. Lord, why me? Have you ever known anybody like that? Get laid off your job, your mama died, your husband walk off and leave you, your child start acting a fool, you find yourself, Lord, why me? But you see, God has to get some people who he can trust with trouble, because he can't trust everybody with trouble. That's why some people don't go through nothing. And you're wondering, are they living that good? No, it ain't that. It's just that God can't trust them with trouble. Because if God put some stuff on some folks, they would literally take a gun and blow their brains out. Because God knows that when he puts trouble on you, you'll be just like Job, though he slay me. He knows believers. That will I trust him. But then ask in the Greek also means to demand from God. Listen, God, if you don't show up in the morning, I'm going to plan B. But how many on the line know that you can't hurry God, because God doesn't wear Timexes and God doesn't wear Rolexes and he doesn't wear long jeans and Citizens. God is not on Chronos time, let me say. He's on Kryptos time. Understand that whenever God shows up, he can handle your situation. The reason he delayed at the Red Sea, thank you, Lord, is because he wanted to drown Pharaoh's army. He could have delivered Joseph before Joseph went in the pit, but he wanted to show Joseph he could take it from the pit to Potiphar's house all the way to the palace. He could have delivered John from the Isle of Patmos when they threw him in that boiling pot of oil and found out that they couldn't kill him. John said, I discovered why he didn't deliver me. He said, because I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice behind me like the sound of a trumpet, and I turned, and it was Jesus, and he wanted me to see a new Jerusalem coming out of heaven where there's no more sickness, no more pain. What I'm trying to tell y'all is that he's never too early, he's never too late. Whenever he shows up, he's always on time. And so what I'm saying is you can't hurry God, and you can't demand where God is going to show up. Because you're trying to get him to come down Main Street, but God says, I'm going to come down Front Street. God can do what God wants to do when God gets ready to do it. And how many of you on the line know that God can do whatever he's going to do, whatever he gets ready to do it? But then this word ask in this text gives the indication that an inferior talking to a superior. You see, I don't care how big you are, you're still inferior when it comes to God. You see, I don't care who the heavyweight champion of the world is. When Jesus steps on the scale, whoever he is, he still got to bow down to Jesus. That's why we have to learn how to bow in his presence. I don't walk up to Jesus and say, hey, JC, because he's not JC, he's Jesus. And if you don't know how to bow on your own, he'll make you bow. Because every knee shall bow. So it also means one superior talking to another superior. And the only person can do that is Jesus. That's how the rich young ruler messed up, because he tried to be superior with Jesus, and the Lord had to knock him down. You see, you can't stand toe-to-toe with Jesus. And too many of us in church, we get too important now. People say, well, I've been here a long time, and what I tell them is, put your birthday beside the birthday of the church and see who's the oldest. You discover that the church was here when you got here, and when you dead and gone, it'll still be here. So let's ring and you ask, watch this, in my name. Now, I'm going to ask, but I'm going to ask the right way, because he says, in my name. Let me explain it real quick. Here is Sister Jameson, and she don't have any money. She don't have any stocks or bonds, no bargaining power, no money, no real estate. She's a nice sister, but she don't have it. But Mr. Robinson got something. Mr. Robinson got money in the bank. He got jewelry. He got land and dates Sister Jameson. And he asked her to be his wife, and they meet at the altar and leave Mr. and Mrs. Robinson. No more Miss Jameson, but now Mr. and Mrs. Robinson. But now the day of the wedding, she got bargaining power. Now she got money in the bank. Now she owns real estate. She was riding in a hoopty. Now she's got a Mercedes. Now she's the same lady, but now she got her name changed. And when you can use this name, even though you had nothing, but when you got this name, now you got bargaining power. What I'm trying to tell y'all is something about the name. Psalm 23 and 3, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Matthew 6 and 9, pray this manner. After this manner, pray ye our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name, Acts 4 and 12, there is given to us no other name. Philippians 2 and 10, at the name of Jesus. Acts 3, a lame man was at the gate, and he was looking for a donation, but he needed a deliverance. He was looking for some money, but he really needed some mercy. And so Peter said, I know that you've been watching us, but silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. He said, I ain't got no money. He said, but I got a name. He says, in the name of Jesus, rise up and watch. But now watch this. If I'm going to use his name, several things got to happen. First of all, there has got to be renunciation of my name. And if I'm going to announce his name, then I've got to denounce my name. Because it was my name that messed me up. It was my name that got me in trouble. If you call up my name, ain't no telling what you're going to find. And you can walk outside in the middle of the street. You can holler out Lavelle. You can holler out Bubbly. You can holler out Lisa. You can holler out Dion. You can holler out Tanya. You can holler out Dee Dee. And cars will go right on by. But if you just go out there and just holler Jesus, then you can block traffic with just that name alone. So there must be renunciation. But not only must there be renunciation, there must be identification. In other words, now, I must identify with him. In other words, now, I'm hid in him. Thank God for being able to be identified with him. That means when I pray and use his name, you can't separate his name from him. Let me see if I can explain it, and then I'm going to close. Let me use Jude 24. Now, it says now unto him. So let's take the word now. And the word now is a conjunction. And normally the word now in the Bible is usually an adverb. But in Jude 24, it's a conjunction, and it is connected to what was getting ready to happen. The word unto is a preposition, and a preposition is a preposition, which means it's a period, not a comma. Unto him is a pronoun. The next word is that, which is a pronoun. But the difference is him is an objective pronoun. That is a subjective pronoun. Now, normally in the English language, we don't put an objective and a subjective together. So I emailed you. I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Is that better, probably?
Okay, so
I emailed you and said email me back because I'm getting ready to teach this morning. So why did you put an objective for the subjective? He said, preacher, that ain't the first time it was mentioned in the Bible. I said, what do you mean? He said, you remember when God sent Moses down to tell Pharaoh to let my people go? I said, yeah, I remember that. He said, you remember when Moses said these folks that I'm trying to lead out of Egypt, they're not going to want to follow me if they don't know who it was that sent me? Whom shall I say sent me? The Lord said to Moses, tell them that I am. And Moses said, well, what if they need a last name? He said, if they ask for my last name, tell them I am that I am. That means Jesus is what his name is. His name is who he is. So when I use his name, I'm using Jesus. And I can't separate Jesus from his name. So I can't bow down and ask for something that don't represent who Jesus is. Whatever I ask for, it's got to be in the will of the Lord. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, he said that. And thank God for this little word, I, because something that God get ready to have done, he sends others to do it. In essence, when God got ready to send a message to Mary that she was going to conceive, he sent Gabriel. When God got ready to get Israel out of Egypt, he sent Moses. When God got ready to lead Israel across the Jordan, he sent Joshua. When God got ready to give a little patience, he sent Job. When God got ready to have a weeper for his folks, he sent Jeremiah. When God got ready for my prayers to be answered, he'll show up himself. He said, that will I do. And, you know, I finally found out why my God will answer my prayers. He said, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified. I know y'all thought that God answers your prayer because you pray so good. No. You thought that God answered your prayer because God owed you something? No. But whenever God answers our prayers, it's for the Father to get the glory out of what the Son is doing. Thank God every now and then that my prayers are not answered because the Father can't get no glory. And my God will not answer a prayer that you can answer all by yourself. But when it get too hot for me and it get too hot for my attorney, when my doctor can't do no good, I thank God that I got a secret place in prayer. Shut up in my bedroom and have a conversation with nobody but me and the Lord. I thank God for the ability, my brothers and sisters, of learning and knowing how to pray and knowing how to pray the right way. And so one of the greatest weapons that we have is prayer. So let's not just pray any kind of prayer and then attach Jesus' name to the end of the prayer thinking he gonna answer the prayer. No, we need to pray in his will. So when you pray, make sure you pray in his will. Pray his word. And when you pray his word, he'll answer prayer because he can't go against his word. May God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer. I hope you were blessed by that as I pass the call to Sister Beattie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. It's the highest praise. And Father, I just want to bless you today. I thank you, God, this morning. For you and you alone are worthy. You're worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And I worship you, Jesus. Thank you for new grace and new mercy. Thank you for a new day, a new chance to just do a new thing, sing a new song, have something new to say, Father God. I just thank you for surrounding us in your safety as we slept. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the peace that passes all our understanding, that peace that just don't make any kind of sense, God. We thank you. It's your peace that gives us rest for our weary souls. For you are our peace, Jehovah Shalom. Jesus, you are our peace. For those that are at their wits' end, we just turn to you, Lord. Wrap us in your arms. Take our worries, our stresses, our doubts, fears, any bitterness, grudges, and our emotions, and just lay them at your feet. We lay them at your feet, at the throne of grace and mercy in heaven. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom. It's your peace, God, that we're on the phone this morning, God, in our right minds. We thank you for all of those that are asking for prayer, God. You know all about every single thing. And you said to cast all of our cares on you, not just some, not the petty ones, God, but all on you, God. And I'm just casting them on you this morning. I thank you for my brother Lavelle, God. Bless his heart. Continue to keep him, God. Hallelujah. Bless his family. Keep him just strengthened up, God, because it's your will, God. We thank you for your will, God. We pray in your will. We pray in your word. We pray it back to you so our prayers will be effective. I thank you this morning for my beautiful sister Renee and Tracy for scripture and I lift up the intercessors. I lift up Lisa and Brother Eric and Sister Carol and my sister Diane, God. Oh, how I lift her up to you, God, because you know all about her. You know how she's hurting, God, right now. And I just ask that you be with her, God. Be with her family. Touch Emerald, God, and Wayne, and just the entire family, God. What such a heart that she has for you. She's a woman after your own heart, God, and she loves so many of us, God, and she intercedes for us all the time, God. So I just ask that you bless her, God, and you give her your strength, and you give her your peace, God. I thank you for her, God. I thank you for her heart. God, I just thank you this morning. I'm just in an attitude of gratitude, and I'm thanking Jehovah Rapha right now, our healer, that you got Josiah, God. I thank you for that young man's life. He has so much ahead, God, and I thank you that he's a living testimony, God. He has a story to tell, and I'm grateful to witness it, God. I thank you for Dion, God. What a mighty, mighty woman of God. I just thank you that you're keeping her peace, God, through every situation, that you're giving her your strength, God. I thank you for that. God, I thank you this morning for Bubbly and everything she's going through, God, that she still has the mind to pray for others, God. Cover her, heal her. I thank you. I thank you for the word restoration, God. It's just what you're about is restoration. I ask that you, God, because you're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise, and I just thank you, Father, this morning. I just give you the praise, the glory, and all the honor, Father God. I thank you, Father, for another opportunity, God. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow may never come, God, but we have to praise you now. Hallelujah. I just ask that each and every victor on the line, God, will just bless your name, God. I thank you this morning, God. It's just so amazing that you thought enough of us to wake us up today and give us another chance, God, because life can be overwhelming. People are depressed, God. People are just in a place of doubt, their hopelessness, God. So can you give them a hopeful cry, God, a hopeful plea to you, God, for health, for bills, for circumstances, for whatever, for divorce, for bankruptcy, for foreclosure. You know everything, God, for every problem at the crisis point. We have to draw closer to you, God, or fall apart. But that's not what your word says for us, God. I thank you, Father. I just thank you, God. Thank you so for this day, God, because you tell us that we should not become overwhelmed with the work, the cares of this life, but instead just to pray. Thank you, Pastor Lavelle. Make our requests known to you, God, in Jesus' name, that we may have rest and to trust you totally, totally trust you. Because when we come to this point in our lives and we don't know whether to go left or right and we are so burned out and drained out and tired, and we have to know that you are God and you are real and that we trust you and that you are our hope. You are our peace, God. When we're ready to lose it, God, some people are at the verge of that word, suicide, but you can be the mind regulator, God, ready to walk out of their marriages, but God, you can mend it. You can fix it. If we just give it to you, God, and call on the name of Jesus for every person that's fighting something this morning, God, I give them to you, Lord, because you know every situation. I'm praying for Claire and Previs' family, God. You know their situation. My brother Andrew has been on my heart, God. Bless him. I'm not sure what he's in need of, but you know, God. Bless him indeed. Continue to bless Madison. You know her situation as well, God, and touch her body, God. Some people just don't know how to pray to you, God. But they got to get in your word to know what your word says and to know what your will is for their lives, and so they can repeat your word back to you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, just help, God. Help. When we don't know what to say, just say, Jesus, God. Help us experience your presence. Let there be an outpouring of you, Holy Spirit, in our midst of every situation that we're facing. Because your grace is greater than what any situation, no matter what people think they know about us, God. Your grace is greater than our capacity to even sin, God. So show us how to reach people in this dark world and how to just love on people, to love them right back to you. So we're not just readers of your word, but we're hearers and we're doers and we're applying it, God. I thank you for declared victory. I thank you for our victors, God. I thank you for Miss Jackie's life, God. Thank you for her. For through her, she had an amazing daughter, God. And I know it's not all about Dion, but because of her, so many lives were changed because she was a vessel and she was obedient. So I can't thank you enough for her life, God. I thank you. I just thank you this morning, Father God. Continue to just bless us, God. Extend mercy to those. And, God, I just thank you this morning. I'm not rambling, God. I'm just grateful. I just love you, Father God. I give you all the praise, God. I give you all the glory, God. And I give you all the honor for a new day, God, that our hearts will just be in posture and we will believe what we ask of you, God, because you say it in your word. It's in your word. All our promises are in your word, but we got to know what they say, God. So I thank you. I give you the honor and glory as I pass the call to my beautiful sister, Lisa, in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Father. Oh, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of my wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Father God, we thank you for being our God, for being our King, for being our Savior, for being our Deliverer, for being the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head, for being God all by yourself, for being the great I am, everything that we need you to be, everything that we know that you are, and everything that we don't even know. God, thank you for being all. God, thank you for just being great. And you are so great, God, and greatly to be praised. Forgive us, God, when we've been selfish and inconsiderate and treated you like a Santa Claus or like a genie, God, where we've come to you and asked you for things that we know were outside of your will, God, but because of our own selfish desires, God, and not desiring your will to be done in our lives, God, forgive us. Give us a mind to serve you, God. Give us a heart to love you, God. Give us a spirit to be fervent, to chase after you hard, God. Help us to long and desire what you desire for us. Thank you for the desires that you place in our hearts. Thank you, God, that we delight ourselves in you and that we find peace and joy and love and long-suffering and gentleness and kindness and meekness and self-control and goodness and faith, God, only in you by your Spirit. God, help us to open up our eyes, God, to see that you're everything that we need. And God, you declare that you've given us everything in this life that pertains to life and godliness. You've already given it to us, God. Help us to realize, God, that once we line ourselves up with your word, God, that we can walk this life out the way that you've designed it to be walked out, God. Not perfectly, God, but with power, God, with your authority, God, under your anointing, God, being led by your Spirit. God, because by your Spirit, when we're led by your Spirit, then people will know we're your sons and your daughters. We thank you. God, we thank you for our homes. God, we thank you for our families. God, we thank you for the institution of marriage. We thank you, God, that you've joined people together, God, and marriage is a ministry for sure, God, to show people how one day you're coming back for your church, the bride that you have declared, God, and you're making us ready, God, a bride adorned in glory, God, a bride adorned in white, without blemish, God, without spot, purified and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. God, how is that possible that red blood can make someone white and pure and clean, ready, without sin, no spot, no blemish? Only you could do that, God. God, you're great, God. Help us understand, God, even in our own capacity to do so, who you are. God, when we understand that, we'll understand who we are in you and what we can do in and through you, God. We thank you for all relationships, God, for those that are single,
that you would help us to wait on you, God. And while we're waiting, God, we'll do the work that you called us to do, God. Help us to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in. God, we thank you for the ability to wait, God, with patience. But wait doesn't mean not doing anything, God. Thank you. Thank you for what you've called us all to do, God, for your gifts and your callings are without repentance. But let us not walk in our own way, God, bringing shame and making a mockery of your name. Help us, God. Help us to remember it's not about us, but you want to use us. And, God, then it is about us to do what you've called us to do, to walk upright before you, God, to bring you glory and honor, God. We thank you for even that ability to be a witness and to be a light, to have power, God, to be a witness before our coworkers and even our neighbors. God, let us not be one way in church and then go home and be another way with our family and our friends and our neighbors, God, and on our jobs, God. We release all those things that are hindering us from being an effective light before you, God, and for your people, those that shall say yes to your name, because you already know who they are. God, we thank you for that. God, we even thank you for our enemies. We pray for them, God. Help us to be tender towards them, to realize, God, that there's something in us that maybe they desire, but they just don't know how to ask for it, God. Maybe it's something that they don't like, and maybe it's some way we offended them. Help us to examine ourselves to make sure we're walking circumspectly, God, because you said if our ways are pleasing for you, you'd make even our enemies to be at peace with us, God. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding, and they don't even know why they're doing good unto us. They don't even know why they're giving into our bosom. They don't even know why they're blessing us and can't curse us, God. And every time they speak an ill word, God, we'll speak words of kindness that will turn away that wrath, that will heap coals on their head, God. And then they'll realize, God, that they're not hating us, but they're hating the God on the inside of us, you. And then they'll realize, God, that they need to repent. Thank you. Thank you for the process. God, we thank you for the appointed times. We thank you for you have set before us, and you know the way that we'll take. And when you've tried us after that, God, we will come forth as pure gold. God, we thank you. God, I thank you for knowing us intimately. I thank you for knowing the number of hairs on our head. I thank you for every single tear you bottle up. I thank you, God. I don't even want to ask you for anything. I just thank you for being our God, for being the one who cares about us, for being mindful of us, for sending your son to die for us. God, I'm so grateful. Thank you for the message this morning that just keeps popping out in me that, God, you were well pleased. You said, this is my son, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. The Lord Jesus Christ came to do the will of you. And if we would just be mindful that we just need to do your will, God. God, I'm grateful. God, I'm so grateful that you didn't wipe us out, that you even loved us in the midst of our sin and while we were yet sinners, you sent the Lord Jesus to die for us, God. And we don't take that death in vain or for granted, God. We don't take your grace for granted or your mercy. We are grateful for grace and mercy that you've showered upon us when we didn't deserve it, God. And then those things we did deserve, God, you didn't let them happen. Thank you. Thank you for holding back the hand of the enemy, God, and staying on the hand of the enemy when he came to take our lives, God. Thank you. God, thank you for waking up our minds and helping us to get off drugs, God, and reconciling marriages, God, and relationships. And, God, even so, I thank you for Dee Dee being reconciled to her sisters and family. God, you are a restorer and a repairer of those things that have been broken and breached. God, we trust you with everything in us. Bless our victory family. Continue, God, to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Help us to walk in love. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to love ourselves, God. More importantly, teach us how to love you, that you might be well pleased with us. Help us to do your will. Help our lives to bring you glory and honor. And bless Brother Eric and Sister Juliet, I just love the union that you're forging between them, God. Continue to give them, God, everything that they need, God, so their marriage would be an example to this world, God, that marriage is honorable. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We pray for our children, God. Cover them. Keep them, God. Help us to remember that we were making some of the stupid mistakes that they're making today, God, but you kept us. God, keep them, God, covered under your blood. In safety and secure. God, let them know, God, that you're with them, that you're for them. You're more than the whole world against them. God, that you have angels encamped about them to keep them in all of their ways. Thank you. We bless you. We love you, God.
We thank you in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. I know of my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts far off. Passes my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who's always been here. There has been none before you, Lord, that you'll always be here, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being a God who knows us, Lord. From the hair to our heads, Lord. Lord, you know our very DNA, Lord. You know our thoughts, Lord. You know our motivations, Lord. You know our hearts, Lord. Even better than we know, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for there's nowhere I can escape your presence, Lord. Lord, I thank you for being a God, Lord, who created all things, Lord, who stepped out into nothingness, Lord, and spoke everything into being, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're a God, Lord, that is a decent and in order, Lord, that you set boundaries, Lord, that even oceans cannot cross, Lord. Lord, that you stride upon the earth, Lord, and that you hold the sun and the stars, Lord, and the universe in your hand, Lord, that there is nothing, Lord, that happens on this earth, Lord, without your will allowing it, Lord. Lord, I thank you today, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory, Lord. Your honor, Lord, and your will is supreme above everything, Lord, and everyone, Lord. And so, Lord, I praise you. I give you the praise that you're worthy and honor of, Lord. We love you today, and we worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. Heavenly Father, Lord, today, Lord, even as we go about our businesses, Lord, from day to day, Lord, as we send our children out to schools, Lord, as we drive in our cars, Lord, and go to our places of business, Lord, and our recreation, Lord. Lord, I want to lift up, Lord, those who we have entrusted, Lord, to make our laws and to make our policies, Lord. I lift up today, Lord, our local politicians, Lord, our school superintendents, Lord, our councilmen and our mayors, Lord. Those, Lord, who really drive the buckets, Lord, and are the gears, Lord, that propel our cities, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you begin to move upon their minds and upon their hearts, Lord, as they make laws and they entrust policies, Lord, from day to day, Lord, that affect our daily lives, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, for congressmen, Lord, in the Capitol, Lord, that they would not only just show up, Lord, but, Lord, that they would make laws, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would, as a country, Lord, from every man and every woman, Lord, begin to hold them accountable, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that wisdom, Lord, be endowed for them from above, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, for our presidential candidates, Lord, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Lord. Lord, you're a God who can do anything but fail, Lord. Then you can even move their hearts and their minds, Lord, and their motivations right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as they go from campaign to campaign, Lord, Lord, that you keep them safe, Lord. Lord, that you cover them for the blood, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that regardless of that, who ascends to the highest office of the land, Lord, that whoever sits in the seat of Congress, Lord, that whoever would reign in the mayor's office or in the governmental mansions, Lord, that your will is above all, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we can be safe and secure in that knowledge, Lord. Lord, I pray for pastors right now, Lord, as I call Bishop Bob Jackson and Pastor Kevin Holt, Ricky L. Nutt, Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Stutz, Pastor Gary Fonterra. Lord, we pray for Pastor David Fassold and Pastor William Coleman, Pastors Darian and Tammy Moten, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James. Lord, we pray for Pastor Kevin Foreman, Kurt Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Canistracy, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter, Pastor Tamara Bennett. Lord, we lift up the names, Pastor C.L. Willis, Bishop Lori Mann, Pastor Ian Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorner, and Pastor Rain Winston. Lord, we lift up the names of Bishop D.J. Williams and Pastor Kirkland Smith, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Leviath Sr. Jr., Pastor Claude O'Huey, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Decoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Bishop Reams. Lord, we call upon the names of, we ask that you bless the names of Pastor Brandon and Maria Reams, Dr. Freddie and Deanna Parham, Pastor Oscar Davis, Pastor J.R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Wiley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchinson, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas, Lord, Dr. Dave Early, Pastor Leslie O'Cannon Sr., Pastor C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Francis Howard, Pastor Glenn Bartow, Pastor James Kambugu, Pastor Craig Dawson, Pastor Carlton Leonard, Pastor Bishop Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Burroughs, and Leonard Dew Sr., Pastors James Boughton, and Pastor Horatio S. Jones. Lord, we pray for Pastor Timothy Dupree, Pastor Bon Holloway, Pastor Frank Dace, Pastor Arthur Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Pastor Benson, Pastor Court, Dr. Warren H. Stewart Sr., Bishop Dr. Jackie Green, and Pastor Everett Robinson, and Pastor Alvin and Lorraine Armstrong. Lord, we pray, Lord, for a double anointing, Lord, to be placed upon their lives, Lord. Bless them, Lord, as they minister from the pulpit, Lord, and and to the congregation. Lord, we pray, Lord, that a hedge of protection, please, around their families, Lord, and everything that they do, Lord, be to the glory of you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our military, Lord, and for the families, Lord, and for the members that have made the sacrifice, Lord. Bless them in the battlefields, Lord. Bless them on ships, Lord. Bless them in bases, Lord, in barracks, Lord. Lord, we call their name. Bless Isaiah Ramirez and Tamir Hope. Lord, we pray for Lardell Mario Oliver and Devin Cook Oliver. Janice Stripling, Lord. Lord, we pray for Angelica Renee Ramos and Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Lord, and Dominique Hutchinson, Gervais Jeffrey and Joshua Cheney. Lord, we pray for Jalen Jones and Demira Jackson, Joshua Jones, Imahi Jackson, Maurice Lewis, Patrick Polk, Rodney Cook, Sophia Bello, Jason Coglin Brown, and Sheldon Name. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you bring them home safely, Lord. We pray for veterans, Lord, that have already come out of the service, Lord. We pray for disabled veterans, Lord. We pray for veterans, Lord, in mental facilities, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And we thank you for keeping them safe, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for compelling them, Lord, to give this service to this country. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for the city of Richmond right now, Lord, that you begin to move upon this each and every block and each and every house, Lord. Lord, we come against, Lord, that spirit of violence, Lord, and nihilism, Lord, that seems to be pervading, Lord, that town, Lord. We lift up Oakland, Lord. We lift up San Jose, Sacramento, Stockton, Lord. We lift up Detroit, Lord, and Chicago, Lord, all of those homicides, Lord. Pray for the family. We pray for the families. We bless the families, Lord. We come against the gang violence right there in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we lift up Brooklyn and Bronx and Queens, Lord. We lift up Miami, Lord. Little Rock, Arkansas, Lord. We lift up Memphis, Lord. And every city, Lord, that I failed to mention, Lord. Every town, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We're praying for godly men to rise up, Lord, and to take back their communities right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for safety, Lord, for officers, Lord. We pray, Lord, that cool hearts and minds would prevail, Lord. We pray, Lord, we come against this police brutality, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that not another black man loses their life at the hands of a police officer. Lord, we ask, Lord, that while the day is still here, Lord, that you would compel us, Lord, and give us the desire, Lord, to work, Lord, for the night is soon coming, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength to endure, Lord, the race to the very end, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your word says that you would always be with us, Lord, and that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, even to the end, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would uplift one another, Lord, that we would edify one another, Lord, that we would work, Lord, and that we would bring for the edification, Lord, and the building up of the body, Lord. And as always, Lord, we leave these requests at the throne of grace, Lord, praying, Lord, that it is according to your will and that you would bless and honor each and every request, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, as I pass the ball.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for each and every prayer that has already went forth, God. We thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. We continue to thank you, O God, for your gracious mercy and grace. We're thanking you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving us for our sins. We ask, Lord God, that you would forgive us for anything that we may have thought, anything, Lord God, that we may have felt, said, anything, God, that did not align in your good and perfect will, God. We ask that you would forgive us. God, we're continuing, as we do on every day, to thank you for the hedge of protection that you provide around us on each and every day. We want to continue to lift up each and every person, Lord God, that may be sick, each and every person, Lord God, that may be dealing with any type of ailment, those in the hospitals, hospice, Lord God. Those in rehabilitation center, Lord God, some may have had to have emergency surgery on last night. Some, Lord God, may need surgery on today. We ask, God, that you be in the midst of the operating room. We ask that you guide the hands of the surgeon and guide the hands, Lord God, of each and every person that may have a hand in that surgery. God, we're thanking you and we're praising you for families, Lord God, mothers and fathers, single parent homes, children, Lord God. We're asking that you would just continue to look over us, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every daily provision that you have given us. We thank you, God, for our jobs. And God, though those jobs may not be the jobs that we want right now, we thank you, God, because someone somewhere doesn't have a job. We thank you, God, for the jobs that are to come. We thank you, Lord God, for just using us on our jobs to be good and godly examples. We thank you, God, for each and every person that is seeking employment, that you would open up doors, God, that you would have them go into buildings that are looking specifically for them. We're also thanking you and praising you, God, for looking over our neighbors and our neighborhoods. We're asking, God, that you would cause us to be very, very mindful of our decisions and our conversations and things with our neighbors. So, Lord God, we can be the light. We ask, God, that you would continue to strengthen and encourage us to sustain in this walk. Lord, keeping us from leaning to our own understanding, Lord God, and causing us to read the word so that it can strengthen us and keep us in the name of Jesus. God, we're thanking you for the wisdom that we ask you for, God, and the wisdom that you said that you would continue to give us. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to look up over all of those, God, that are hurting, all of those that are emotionally pained. We're asking, God, that you would just go into them. Jailhouse, God, and minister and soothe and comfort those who are incarcerated. We're asking that you would remove any bitterness out of the hearts and the minds of the prisoners, God, and that person or those persons that you have placed in there, God, to be able to minister and give the word of God to those that are hurting. We're also praying, Lord God, for each and every homeless person, asking, God, that you would be their hope, God, be their guide, or send someone their way, Lord, to share the gospel with them, to give them a meal, Lord God, to give them a blanket, a pair of socks that is getting cold, Lord God. We're praying for the lost, God, those that don't know you, those who are so far gone, Lord Jesus, in their mind that they don't even know that they want to know you. God, we're speaking clear minds in the name of Jesus. We're also lifting up each and every person that may be experiencing pain and is brokenhearted and wayward, Lord Jesus. We're even praying for that atheist, God, that doesn't know you. We're praying that he comes to the knowledge of truth. And just to the unbelief, for the unbeliever, Lord God, that just wants to be defiant, they want to walk in the world and do things of the world, Lord God, we're praying and lifting up each and every person that is unsaved. We're lifting up the world, Lord God, for salvation and praying, Lord God, that you would reign and be their God, Lord Jesus, and allow our, hear our prayers, Lord God. Hear the prayers of the saints that are praying for those that are lost. We're continuing to lift up and ask, God, that you would keep our land safe, as your word declared, that if we would turn from our wicked ways, Heavenly Father, humble ourselves and cry out to you in 2 Chronicles, that you would heal our land. So, God, we're thanking you and we're praising you for healing our land. We're also lifting up each and every person, Lord God, that may be dealing with addictions. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would not only touch their bodies, God, but that you would touch their minds so that they can know that this that they are doing to their body is not healthy. God, we're also continuing to lift up all pastors that are preaching the unadulterated word of God. We're asking for safety around church buildings. We're asking, God, that you send laborers into the church. We're praying for leaders, Lord God, and we're praying for those pastors and first ladies and their families, Lord God, and we're praying that you would, Heavenly Father, continue to supply them with each and every need, Lord God, based on the capacity that you have given them to serve. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for looking over each and every person that needs you, God, each and every person that doesn't know you. We're praying for our President of the United States, Heavenly Father. We're also lifting up, Lord God, those that are bereaving on this morning, God. I haven't been on the call, Heavenly Father, but I pray a special prayer for my sister Diane, Lord God. I ask that you be her comforter, God, but not only her, for all of those that are bereaving, Lord Jesus, I ask that you would be their comfort. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen them in this time of loss. God, I know that many times we become frozen in grief and engrossed with so much sorrow, God. I ask, Father God, that you would show them the love. Lord, give them the extra dose of your love and your compassion. Help them, Lord God, to get through this pain. Lord, I know that you can do it. I know you've done it for me many times before. But, Lord God, sometimes when we're in that place, we can be stuck. So, God, I ask that you would comfort and console the hearts of the bereaving on this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm also praying for each and every person, Lord God, that may be harboring forgiveness and blocking their blessings, Lord. I pray that you would just mend their heart, Lord God, and soften their heart in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a comforter, Lord God, and for being a deliverer. And as we prepare to take our phones off mute and give God each and every glory, each and every honor, saying to him, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Your word says, Lord God, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. And God, we come to you on this morning, giving you every ounce of glory, honor, and praise, because it is due you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, because you are God. We thank you, God, for sending your one and only Son, Lord Jesus, so that we can be saved, God. We thank you, God, for the protection that you have given us in each and everything. Thank you, God, for the dangers, Lord God, that we have never seen. We take nothing for granted, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, for our family. We thank you, Lord God, for dealing with each and every person, Heavenly Father, that may have anger issues, God, that may be dealing with things that are unhealthy, Heavenly Father. We ask you to make yourself known to them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord God, for being our everything, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, for your fresh anointing, God. We thank you for breathing on us, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for your strength and guidance. God, we thank you for your unchanging hand and just for being Jesus. God, we want to praise your name. We want to let you know, God, that you are our everything, God. We want to let you know, God, that we honor you. We adore you, Lord God, and we love you. You are the Lord of lords and the kings of kings. And as we go through this Saturday, God, we ask that you use each and every one of us mightily. Renew us, Lord God. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus on this Saturday. God, delight yourself in us, God. Call us to be wonderful, wonderful godly witnesses, God. We thank you for the creation of us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for provisions, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for everything. We know, God, we wouldn't have anything
being without you. So, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord God. We thank you for keeping every promise, God, that you've given us. We thank you, God, for a sound mind, God. We thank you for clarity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers on this morning and every day. God, we ask that you continue to guide us and direct us. Lead us, Lord, on this day, God, to do your good and perfect will. God, cause us not to be weary in our well-doing, Lord, as your word says, if we continue, Lord God, and not faint, that we shall win. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the declaration. We thank you for prayer, God. We thank you for sound wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for teaching us to be righteous in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your honor. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being who you are, because there is nobody greater. God, we thank you for using us to be your glory carriers in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for who you are. And we pray your holy name, God. There is no one greater. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. But we are grateful, God, for who you are. God, you are God all by yourself. And we thank you for your forgiveness, God. We thank you, God, for your angelic protection. Thanking you, God, for keeping us from dangers, Lord God, that we never will see, God, because you sent those angels to death. Stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the good doctor's reports that we will get. We bless your name, God, for who you are, and we praise you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for continuing to look over our families, Lord God. We praise you, God, and we thank you for moving on our behalf, Lord God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, God. And God, we just want to give you glory, honor, and praise. We don't want to come to you, God, just asking you for things. We want to instead give you honor, praise, and glory for each and every day. We want to share your gospel, God. We want to speak life into the lives of others, God. We want to be encouragers, God. We want to be doers, God, and not only hearers. We want you, Lord God, to use us in such a way, God, where when we go stand before you, you can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. God, we thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to keep us mindful of our conversation, mindful, God, of each and everything that we do, so we can be great examples, God. We thank you, God, for the comfort that you continue to give us in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to look over the mothers of our church, leaders, Lord God, musicians, Lord God, and just the church building in a whole in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, because we know that you don't have to do the things for us, God, but you're so gracious, God, and you continue to bless us. You continue to bless us, God, and for that we're grateful. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, and we thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you, God, for the things that you are going to do. And God, if you never did another thing, we still bless your name. We give you reverence, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, you died on the cross for us, God. And if that wasn't the greatest gift, God, that you gave us. So, God, if you choose to never do another thing, we will yet praise you, God. We will yet bless your name, oh God. We will yet give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. We say hallelujah to you, Lord God, which is the highest praise. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us, Heavenly Father, in each and every circumstance, in each and every situation, God. We give you honor, God. We may not understand the things, God, that we're going through. We may not understand the trials, God, that we're going through. As the word says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that you know the thoughts, Lord God, that you have toward us. You give us good thoughts, Lord Jesus, that an expected end. And God, we thank you. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for just wealth, God, in Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, for you are worthy and moved to praise. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being God all by yourself. Thank you, God, for the breathing on us, God. Thank you, God, for wrapping your hands around us. Thank you, God, for our arms, God, our voices, and our just being able to give you our raise, God. We thank you. We take absolutely nothing for granted, God. But we are glory holders, God, because you bless your name. God, continue to keep us, God. Continue to keep us in a world that's filled with sin, God. Father. We know we have the gift. Oh, God, we belong to you. We know, God, we ask you for each and every name in the name of Jesus, God. And your word says that you would give it to us. God, we bless you. We bless you, God. We give you each and every ounce of glory and honor, God. We bless you, God, for who you are. We bless you, God, for marriages, God. We bless you, God, for restoration in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your blood, children. We bless your name. We bless you, God, for who we have come in the name of Jesus. And just watching over us, God, we bless your name. We bless you, God, we bless your name. We bless you, God. Thank you, God, for being our comforter. Thank you, God, for being our deliverer. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for never giving up on you. Thank you, God. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless your name on this morning, Father, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to honor you. We want to give you every ounce that we have within us, God. Giving you glory. Giving you honor, God. Giving you praise. Giving you our all in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we prepare to pass this call, God, that we shall never leave your gracious and honorable presence in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for each and everything that you have done in us, God, and what you have yet to do. We thank you. I praise your name, Heavenly Father, as I pass the call. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Well, hello and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Renee, and I hope that you have been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that didn't get a chance to say hello? Is there anyone that joined the call late and did not get to say hello and you want to do so now?
Good morning,
Good morning,
Ms.
Sam.
Good morning, Ms.
Good morning.
C. And who is that? Kedra.
Good morning, family. This is Pam.
Good morning, Kedra. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Dee Dee. Hey, family. Happy Saturday. God bless.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, Dee Dee.
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning, this is Doratio.
Good morning, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Doratio.
Good morning, family. This is Tanisha.
Good morning, Tanisha. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Tanisha.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you as well.
Good morning. It's Janet. Hey,
Janet.
Good morning.
Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Miss Tina.
Good morning, Tina. Happy Saturday. Anyone else? Okay, well, I hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is a love, life, and victory. Again, go ahead and mute your call, and I will pass the call to Pastor Lavelle. Peace and love.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone that played a part on the call thus far. Awesome prayer today. We want to be in prayer also for Brother Maddie, Sister Dee Dee's husband, who's traveling to Los Angeles this morning. The child forgot to pray for her own husband, but we love her anyhow. Amen. So let's lift Brother Maddie up and ask God for traveling grace for him today. Amen. So we're still dealing with this segment of prayer. Praying the right way. Were there any aha moments in the declaration that anybody wants to highlight or ask about?
This is Renee, and for me, I loved the part when you said you made the comparison to a married couple being in their private space in their room and us being in that private space with God in our prayer closet, or you know what I mean? That kind of resonated with me. So thank you for that.
Praise God. Now, understand something. We've got bargaining power now because just like Miss Jameson is now Miss Robinson, as I said, we've got bargaining power with the name of Jesus. So that is very, very important that we understand. That we just don't use his name, if you will, as a piece of cosmetic and just attach his name to the end of our prayer, because some of us will pray any kind of prayer and then say in the name of Jesus and expect it to happen. No. It doesn't work that way. So, and then another thing we have to do is we've got to be specific when we pray about what we're praying about. Many of us will not pray daring prayers, but we've got to be able to pray daring prayers. Amen. Why not ask God for something big when you got a big God? Sometimes I think we insult God by asking him for little stuff. You know, sometimes we got to do like we talked about Jabez last week and the week before. Lord, enlarge my territory. Give me more responsibility. But be careful when you ask for more responsibility, because too much is given, much is required also. So be careful when you ask for something. And then understand he gives us things that he knows we can handle. So we need to remember that. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Renee. Anyone else?
Yes, brother. Good morning. Thank you for I don't even know how to say it. Delight yourself in the Lord, that part right there, Psalms 37:4, just to take delight in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So if we take delight in him and truly find peace in him and just know that the satisfaction and worth is in him, if that makes any sense, the longings of our hearts. I'm not talking about, you know, of course, whoever wants to find a car's house, all that, whatever. But to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all things and necessities will be given unto us. So I just, this prayer thing, and I'm so glad it's been covered, because we're going through it in the Thursday night call with the women, and you're teaching on it. And just to know the effective prayers, and not, like you said, pray any old type of way, and then in the name of Jesus on end of it. No. It's just like I heard a pastor say one time, and he was talking to the ladies. He's talking about, sister, stop praying to God for Brother Johnson to be your husband when he got Sister Johnson. It's not effective. So just to be mindful of how we pray, if that makes any sense, and know that the worldly stuff, it's not satisfying. It can't satisfy. That's just how I am. Everybody else, we're all personal, so I get it. But I just want God to be pleased with me, and I want to pray his will back to him, and I want to pray his word back to him. So when I pray, I'm praying and I'm believing and I'm not doubting. I know that his promises are yea and amen, because he's not a man that can lie to me about what he said he would do, if that makes any sense. So even now, and thank you, brother, I did forget to pray for my own husband, who left at 3 this morning to go and support a family member's son for football. God is amazing. But I thank you that you knew to cover, so I thank you for that. And again, this prayer thing is a good thing. Prayer changes things. It really does. So I thank you, Pastor Labo. I thank you. I love you, brother.
Thank you, Doogie. Oh, my goodness. Very well put. Very, very, very well put. And y'all, we need to understand the importance of prayer, the total overall importance of prayer, of, as Dee Dee said, delighting yourselves in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, that's the promise. But we also have to remember the principle of the same promise. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, Pastor Jones, this is Brother Eric.
Brother Eric.
Wonderful declaration as always, man. God bless you, man. Which is the third week of marriage. God bless you. And I pray that your marriage is going good. Praying that word back to God, and as you were saying that, you know, I was thinking about my wife. One of the things that lets my wife know that I'm actually listening to her, that every once in a while when I'm doing a conversation or doing our daily conversation, I will repeat what she says back to me to let her know. That, you know, I understand what she's saying, that, you know, I know what she wants, and that I, you know, that I'm actually really paying attention and really listening to her. And that seems to really deepen our relationship. So I kind of take that in comparison to praying back the word to God. I know God knows my heart. I know God knows everything that's going on with me. But in order to let God know that I really actively listening to Him and that I'm paying attention to Him and that what He says is important to me, and to get things straight, I know I pray His word back to Him, and that lets Him know that, you know, God, I'm listening. You know, I'm not just listening, but I'm hearing what you say, and I got it straight. And also to let you know that, yes, I know what you said. So thank you once again for an excellent declaration. And if I pray that word back to Him like that, it strengthens our relationship. And it also gets me more in tune with the mind of God, because, you know, everything He says in His word is exactly not just what He just said, but it's part of His character too. So I get to know God on an even deeper, intimate level. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother E. I want to say this. Hold on, just real quick, what you just said. All right, here I go. I got it. Okay. Now, I'm glad you said what you just said, because God has a way of getting our attention. Because there is the eternal call, and then there's what's called the existential call. The eternal call, when God calls us, is what he did before I was born. But the existential call, to show that I'm listening, is what you just said, is that He's calling us right now. Now, to piggyback on what Brother Eric said, the truth is, some of y'all He's been calling, but you ain't been picking up. I wish I had me a witness here, because you don't know how He uses circumstances in order to call. Some of you today have gone through some hard times, and you've been trying to figure out, why did I have to go through what I went through? Well, let me tell you why. Because He was using circumstances in order to call you. You went through that divorce, and this is what I hear the Lord saying. Can you hear me now? That bankruptcy, can you hear me now? That pain in your body, can you hear me now? I hear God saying, I've been letting you go through what you've been going through, because just like Verizon, I need you to know, can you hear me now? Now that you're going through all that hell, can you hear me now? Now that you're sick in your body, can you hear me now? Now that you don't have a friend in the world, can you hear me now? Now that you don't know which way to go, can you hear me now? Now that you broke, busted, and disgusted, can you hear me now? Wow. So some of y'all, we need to be picking up when He calls. Amen. Very, very true, Brother Eric. And one thing I'm learning in a new marriage is, yes, yes, she wants to know if you listen, if you're hearing what she's saying. And there is a blessing in hearing, not only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense of God. Very well put, Brother Eric. Thank you. Anyone else?
Brother, I'm
hey,
sorry.
Hey, Miguel, can you hear me?
Go ahead. I'll go
can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Who was that?
Shaniqua.
Hi, Shaniqua. Shaniqua Dion.
Hey.
I know two things.
You know, I always yell and stuff. I always enjoy you, but sometimes the hell that you go through, not necessarily whether or not you listening, but he want to get something different to you. He needs you to listen differently, if that makes sense. I'll tie Renee's comment and Dee Dee's comment into this. Renee talked about the intimacy, like the marital bed, or and you mentioned that in your share. And Dee Dee talked about the Matthew 6 and 33. But sometimes, because I'll say this, I've been in the deepest battle I've been in. I thought that the battle with DeMarie was a little bit deep. This is not that. And when you got a line already, you already have been constant communication, your relationship is one of an intimate nature. Sometimes it's to take you deeper than you've ever been. Sometimes it's to take you past some of the fears that you could have had. When I think about the word and how it talks about being of good courage, don't be scared, don't trip. And even if you consider Job in the deepest of his hell, it wasn't that he couldn't hear God. It was that it was some stuff in him that God wanted to work out of him. That doubt that he talked about, that, well, Lord, you did this and you did that, and I remember I did this and I did that, and still, you done did this and you done did that. He wanted to work something out of him. So it's not always that you're not listening, but sometimes he want to tell you something in a different way. And again, your level of growth, even you think about Jabez in the middle of his pain, your level of growth will only mirror your ability to deal with pain, your pain threshold. So the more God will inflict certain, or allow, inflict, because sometimes it's inflicted, sometimes it's allowed, but the deeper you're able to go in your circumstance without wavering or changing your mind about his capability, the further he'll take you. Again, that's from that glory to glory to glory to glory, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, that everything else would be added unto you. What keeps you from seeking in the middle of your storm? You know how bill collector call? You see their number. You know they want something. You don't want to answer because you know you ain't got it. You know, I'm not going to, you know, we thank God for caller ID. Amen. But sometimes God will call you in that can you hear me now moment. And when you answer, sometimes you'd be surprised at the response. Sometimes a debt is being forgiven, but you don't have the moxie to answer the call. Sometimes there's a blessing on the other end, even though it looks like this. And so sometimes in our building of our relationship and our finding ourselves content in whatever situation, whatever circumstance, even though it looks like trouble, even though it feels like trouble, even though it sounds like trouble, God is trying to get you to a place in him that will not only be a blessing to you, but a blessing to everyone around you. And it don't look like that. It don't feel like that. But you see the end results as time goes on. You just cannot be afraid to be all in. You cannot be afraid to be all in, no matter what the situation. You cannot be afraid to be all in. And once you get all in, stay all in. That if-then clause, if you do this, then God is obligated to do that. If you seek after him and trust him and obey him and operate in the guise of obedience, if you do everything you're responsible for, because of the principles and the laws of the word and the promises that he has to keep and praying his word back to him, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, then he will do this on the other side. So just be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Love y'all. I'm muted.
You know what? That's why we can't stand you. Very good, very good, Dion. Very good, very well put. Amen, amen. There's two sides to the coin, two totally different sides to the coin. That's right. I agree. Anyone else? Is anyone else?
I just thank Dion for being her, who she is, and hearing is exactly what she said. To hear it, or for me, and I'll just say this, and I don't even know how to tie this in, but y'all pray for me because, you know, my sister's here, and you know, it's been a prayer. It's been a heart prayer. It's been a prayer to God that at least my oldest sister, because Gloria is what I call her, she's the beginning and I'm the cutoff. That's what we call ourselves because she's supposed to be the original Gurganius clan from my daddy, and I'm supposed to be the last one. Y'all hear me say supposed to because we don't know. It could be others out there before her or after me, but that's not even our concern. But just the fact that I was able to hear God a little differently this time because it's a lot more to the story. And I'm going to share some stuff later because I have to share with y'all the testimony. But for her coming and for me listening to hear God because of what I wanted, I don't even want to say it. Okay, my other sister was supposed to come too. But my sister Antonia that's here, my mother's daughter, we decided this trip we just wanted Gloria because she's never been here. It's been a 30-plus year journey for this reunion, if that makes any sense, for this restoration and this, because we had to have healing. I guess what I'm trying to say is we needed God to answer a prayer, and he did. But through the way I guess I prayed to him, some other stuff came out of it, if that makes any sense. So some areas in my life that I didn't even know I needed him to address, he did, if that makes any sense. I heard him totally different since she's been here, you guys, and it's a blessing, and it's so good. I'm in such an elevated place. I get it, Dion, thank you for that. But when Dion said what she said, it clicked for me, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, I can hear you now, but y'all know what? I hadn't really been, I don't know, I guess I was praying differently for my sister, my family, my siblings. Just know that restoration is possible. That's all I'm trying to say. I guess that's what I just need to say. He will restore some things that you think is unrestorable, that can't be done. That's all. I hope I made sense to somebody. But, yeah, God is amazing. Thank you, brother.
Bless you. Bless you. Anyone else?
Come on, Pastor Lavelle. It's Miss D. How are you? Congratulations on your wedding, your marriage. You know, talking about the prayer life, it's also when for me just being able to hear what he says and being able to walk it out, you know, step by step, not knowing what's coming next. But in the past, I'll say about 4 months, he has been clearly directing and leading, and I am just so excited. I like being in this place, you know, but I know that I have to be careful because the high is so good that I don't want to come back down. And when I come down, I have to be careful that I don't think I'm not hearing him anymore because I still hear him. But when I'm in that high place, it's crystal clear. And this also has a lot to do with my responses and the growth process, because there are still things that I'm being delivered from and healed from, and being able to keep him first and not take credit for anything that takes place when he uses me in the middle of situations, when he works through me. I have to really be aware, because a lot of attentions get drawn, and I'm not too comfortable with that. So I have to just make sure that I keep my head straight towards him and listening, because the prayers are continuously going forth that his will be done in my life. Thank you so much for the share this morning. I've enjoyed listening to you all. Have a blessed day. Keep my family in prayer. We're memorializing my god sister this weekend and Monday. Just pray for me as I've been out working with other people's families. I just thank God for being able to sit down and have my processes too in the middle of everything else. Have a great day.
You are an inspirement. I just made up a word. I said inspirement.
I like
you are inspiring to all of us, Miss D. You are so inspiring. Thank God for all that you do in the community. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Kedra. And,
good morning, Kedra.
Good morning. Just to touch base, I just thank God for the privilege of prayer. That is our open communication to him. And whenever I pray about everything, I mean, I know the Bible teaches us to pray without ceasing, but I pray about everything, you know, and because I want to hear from God. I don't, you know, to look to the right or to the left. And the significance of my prayer matters to me, because I'm talking to the Most High, the guy that holds, not the guy, but the one that holds everything in his hand. You know, I mean, everything, the words of prayer, the breath that I'm breathing, the things that I do. So I just wanted to share that, because it's a privilege in prayer. And I mean, just to be able to communicate with God. And I don't take it lightly, you know what I mean, that he died on the cross, that he sent his son to die on the cross, which is another thing that leads us into prayer. Well, leads me into prayer. And when I'm in, for instance, yesterday, I was on a 24-hour fast, and when I was breaking my fast, I was in that place in my closet. I mean, I was there, you know, the glory in the holies of holies, and someone touched me. And I almost got offended, but then I began instantly in prayer. I began instantly to pray about that again. I mean, just prayer is just so important. And I thank you that you taught on that this morning, because that's just confirmation for me. But that's all I got, and I love you guys, and have a good day.
Praise God. Thank you, Ketra. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Love you too, Kedra. Pastor Jones, you are an inspirement to us too.
Not Lisa.
Hey, that word ask, three little letters. My God, how many definitions? You know I was excited about that. Can't wait till I get to that part in my class.
Next week, Lisa, I'm going to give you all the definitions.
My goodness, I was like, what, and what, and what? So that was really definitely good. Thank you for that. It's amazing how just to know that some of the things we say, God for the Holy Spirit, who makes utterances and groanings where we don't even know what to pray for or even to ask, but nevertheless, he already made provision, because he already knew that. He already knew that, you know, just some things were just going to take our breath away, basically, or just not even, we wouldn't even be able to find it in our vocabulary to articulate, even with our smart selves. And even when we talk about him and his greatness, words just cannot explain that. So thank you for this, and I agree with everyone what they're saying, that, you know, Kedra as well, love you too, that he's something, there's something to prayer, because a lot of people are talking about it, and so it must be God moving on our hearts to be more effective in it, because I think we have what we have today in the world because his people have stopped praying or not praying effectively, if you will. So thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you.
Amen. You know, I guess everybody's talking, and I love what everybody's saying, but nobody mentioned mention the model prayer, how I broke the model prayer down, the petitions, how the prayer puts us in different spirits, the family spirit, you know, the believing spirit and all of that. Nobody asked about that. I guess I'm kind of baffled at that. I took time and worked on that one. So, but okay. Anyone else? Nobody else. Okay, well, if there is nobody else, I have another class.
Good morning, this is Ruth.
I knew Ruth would have to be coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that. Huh? Go ahead. Still waiting on you to come by, pick up your fish, but it's okay. I saw your pictures on Facebook at Red Lobster. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was date night with my daughter last night.
Okay. We better the Red Lobster over here, but I wanted to say that I did hear the different kinds of prayer. And, you know, I absolutely find joy in praying. Now I do because I know more about prayer than I did before. And, of course, before now, I was leaning on my own understanding and basing everything on luck. I was lucky. But today, I find joy in praying. And I not only, like I said, I have to get on my knees to pray, especially when I'm at home. I used to just lay in the bed and pray, but I feel like, you know, when I'm on my knees, I'm referencing God. And sometimes I just stretch out when I'm just totally out of it. You know, even like last night, I just stretched out and just prayed because I was a little tired of a situation, and I just laid and just, you know, and then I got up and I walked around my house, and I do this often. I go and I just go to each room. The house ain't that big, but I go to the living room, the family room. I go to each room, three rooms in the kitchen. And I just ask God to please just let your presence rest in this place. You know, I just want to feel his presence in my house. I've always wanted to have a peaceful house because I like entertaining people. So when you come in here, I would hope that you just, you know, just be a sense of peace and happiness. But anyhow, I had a dream last night, and the last person I talked to, before Kyle got home, was my daughter. And so I told her, I said, you know, because she likes sleeping with her door closed. And I said, you know what? I said, just pray right now over the situation. And I said, just ask God to just, you know, to just be in your room. You know, you in here by yourself, just ask God. And last time she don't want to hear all this stuff. And, Mom, you pray too long. Anyway, I had a dream last night, and my daughter ran out of her room, and she's going to be scared when I tell her this. She ran out of her room with a blanket around her, and something was chasing her, but I couldn't see it. I don't know the whole dream, but I just remember in my dream saying, Holy Spirit, just cover my baby. All I can remember is just saying, Holy Spirit, and just praying and praying and praying about it. So whatever that was about, I don't know, but she must have been in my subconscious mind, you know, just I was worried about that child. But I believe in prayer, and I, through all the stuff I've been through, prayer has gotten me through. So now I know, and I keep a praise on in the inside, so when trouble comes, I can, I'm strong enough to hopefully to handle it. But I believe in prayer, just speaking to the Lord and just asking him, please, Lord, just help me right now. Could you just hold me right now? Please help me. That's all I've found myself saying in the past. Because like I said, I'll be laying next to Kyle. He can't help me. He can be hugging me, and still my heart and my mind is troubled. So I have to, you know, Lord, help me, please. Cover me, Jesus. Help me, Lord, please, in the name of Jesus. God, he who is in me is greater than he's in the world. That's what I continue to say to get me through. Prayer is powerful.
Yeah, Ruth, I want you to notice the position of prayer. You don't, the best part about prayer is that you don't have to be down on your knees to pray. You don't have to open up your mouth to pray. But remember in the petitions and the word ask, A-S-K, the one that I dealt with today was break the silence, logia in the Greek. Logia, however you pronounce it, means to break the silence. So sometimes you do have to open your mouth. But there are times you can talk to the Lord and you ain't even got to open your mouth, you know. Because he knows your heart, and then remember the Spirit makes intercession for us, so that is a blessing for us as well. Y'all, if there's not another, it is 7:53, and I do have a 9 o'clock class that I still have to get ready for, and drive to the other side of Sacramento and teach it. So I thank every last one of you. Be prepared next week. Same scripture. I'm going to deal with it a little more in depth. You're probably going to hear some of the same stuff, but I'm going to go more in depth on those words. And that's why you got to be careful when you read the Bible, because the words, the wording is so significant. I'm a word study preacher. That little word ask, A-S-K, when you read the scripture and it says ask or whatnot, you got to know what ask it is. I mean, there's 5, 6, maybe 7 different meanings of the word ask, just like the word power. You got to know what power it's talking about. So be very, very careful, because folks just quote scriptures just to quote scriptures, and they don't know what the heaven they're talking about. So that's why I laugh when people quote scriptures at me and they really don't know what they're talking about. So be a hearer, a studier of this word. Learn how to study this word. Amen, and it'll bless you. And then when Jehovah Witnesses come to your house, you don't have to run. You don't have to say, "Oh God, here they go again." You tell them, "Come on in, sit down, and let's talk." They ain't gonna stop by my house. They gonna say that old crazy preacher live there. I am not going in there. So that's very important that we understand. So may God bless each and every last one of you. Awesome, awesome dedication of prayer today. I commend everyone who played a part on the call. Thank you for everyone who made a statement or whatnot. Let me share this with y'all, and I don't mean no harm. I don't want to offend anybody, and I'm not talking about just the situation I was in last Sunday. It as a preacher, a word preacher, it bothers me that people jump and shout when it comes to singing but have no enthusiasm about God's word. And then when somebody is preaching or speaking God's word, we sit there and we don't say anything. That bothers me. It bothers me because the Bible clearly says, "How shall they hear without the preacher?" And I'm just a word preacher. I love the word. So I need y'all, if you can, get excited about the word. Get excited about God's word. I'm getting ready to go teach a class on Hebrews and how the Hebrew writer makes it emphatically possible for us to understand how pleased God was with Jesus. And Jesus is the Word made flesh. So you all have a wonderful day. I love every last one of you. Have a great worship tomorrow. Don't forget the weekly calls, the daily calls. And you all have a wonderful day. Be blessed.
You be blessed too, brother. Love you. Have a blessed day.
One of those words you're making up today, brother. Love you.